Despite measures taken by the state legislature and Illinois High School Association, concussions in student-athletes are on the rise in Illinois. In this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, Jacqueline Driscoll takes a look at whether all schools are on a level playing field when it comes to keeping their student-athletes safe.
Third down and one, ball just outside the 15-yard line.
On a brisk fall Friday night, players from two high schools face off in the cherished American game, football. But participation in the sport across the state has fallen. Reasons vary, although some cite a specific fear.
Personal foul.
Concussions.
Blow to the head.
While football takes the brunt of criticism, concussions are one of the most commonly reported injuries in all children who participate in sports. Katie Price, a 17-year-old competitive swimmer and water polo player from Matilla Valley High School in Aurora, just suffered her fifth concussion in 2 years. She says the injuries and their side effects have altered her life.
The memory loss, kind of. I just kind of feel, like, stupid if I don't remember something. Because, like, most people can, like, remember, like, very basic things, and I can't.
Katie says it was her first blow to the head when she took an elbow to her eye 2 years ago during a water polo match that would change her life. The concussions not only ending her athletic career, but straining her academic performance as well.
She's not getting the grades she used to get. She's still doing really well, but she has to really work hard for that.
That's Katie's mom, Lori Price, who says she wasn't initially that concerned.
I didn't know what to expect, but, you know, I thought, oh, okay, she'll be out for a week or so. That's what I knew about concussions at the time. Like, oh yeah, she'll be better, but it'll take about a week or so.
But now the Price family understands how severe a concussion can be. It's even changing the way Katie applies for college.
In the part of the application where it says, tell us about anything else that may have affected your academic career or academic learning. And so we include that in there.
According to the Illinois High School Association, or IHSA, head injuries in high school sports are on the rise in Illinois. However, Kirk Gibson, the associate executive director, says the higher numbers are a result of better education and recognition.
Well, I think in the last 10 years, there's been a lot of medical research put out that has enabled groups to learn more about what a concussion is.
A 2015 state law requires school districts to utilize IHSA material to keep coaches, athletes, and parents informed on the risks of head injuries associated with athletics. But with no funds to back the mandates, they can appear more like guidelines. For example, each district must have a concussion oversight team, or COT, which should include a physician, but only if it's affordable. It lists an athletic trainer or a school nurse as other options, but again, only if districts can cover the cost. Brett Western, a sports medicine specialist at Springfield Clinic, says that may leave smaller schools at a disadvantage.
There's lots of smaller schools that don't have access, and quite frankly, we see the vast majority of our concussion kids from schools we have athletic trainers at. And so I don't think that's because those are the only schools that are having concussions. I think it's because those are the schools where we have trained professionals picking them up.
With just under 100 students, Northwestern High School in Palmyra is one of those schools at a disadvantage. Athletic Director Nick Troutwine says their COT simply includes staff members who will most likely be present at athletic events. As a part of their athletic conference, though, they do partner with a local hospital that provides an athletic trainer at no cost. The trainer attends football games due to the greater risk of injury and will stop in roughly once a week for checkups. Still, not having an athletic trainer at every event does put their school at a disadvantage and puts additional stress on the coaching staff to make game time decisions.
You're going to err on the side of caution. You're never going to want to put a kid out to where they're going to get more injured or have something that could be possibly life threatening.
Return to play procedures are another critical component of the law. Guidelines for how and when an athlete who suffered a head injury can get back into the game. Even a year into implementing the law, there's still a high number of athletes sustaining head injuries. Just since the 2017 school year began, Dr. Western's medical team has had 160 visits. He says the numbers are always high in the fall.
Particularly the fall, they're most common because of football.
Regardless of the sport, some experts say concussions are just a part of athletics, which is something Katie Price, the water sports athlete from Aurora, and her family know all too well. Something Katie says she'll carry with her forever.
When I have kids, I would be really cautious of them like playing sports because I don't want them to like go through what I go through.
I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.